would like to say that I've listened to Daryl, Delta Hotel, Mike, and other Grace teachers on Pal Talk for a while now, and you're in the right room, and you're asking the right questions. Just take your time. I remember when I first started coming into Grace rooms like this one, I'd listen to studies where I couldn't understand hardly anything. I mean, I was kind of getting it, and because when you hear, it depends where you are in your study, and some are further along, some are not. So just hold on, and you'll get the gist of it, of how we rightly divide the word of truth, the gospel of salvation. And it is actually quite simple. I mean, Les Feldick said it really, really well. You keep Israel, and some people will see this as a negative statement, but it's a truthful statement. You keep the nation of Israel, every time God's speaking, but the nation of Israel, that's not to say that there's biblical absolutes taught in the Old Testament and in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay? That's where they try to trip us up. Say, well, look, it says this, or, yeah, God so loved the world, we believe that, he gave his only begotten Son, you know. We believe who Jesus Christ is, the Son of God. Okay? And that's a biblical absolute. But the information God gave to that nation of Israel to confirm the promises made unto the fathers was for them. It's like writing a letter, receiving a letter from somebody else's, you know, and you get it at your house, and it's written to your next door neighbor pertaining to instructions for them. Or even better, having a prescription written by your doctor. And Daryl does a good analogy of explaining this. And trying to take that medication when it doesn't even belong to you. I mean, you're going to end up sick and mixed up. That's what the religious world is like. They're mixing law and grace because they're under the misunderstanding that there's only there's more than one gospel in the Bible, but they claim there's only one gospel in the Bible, and they're trying to spiritualize the whole Bible. The verses that they have trouble getting around, so they make a big story about it, you know, and then they wiggle their way out of the truth. I love coming to this room. I love hearing the word. Yeah. I mean, we're not a denomination. We fight the denomination thinking, and we're sensitive towards grace believers even moving in towards that direction, and that gets brought up several times. And just remember this: I can, you can, and even if he can, okay? And that's the. That's an inside joke. I don't know if you heard, but there should be T-shirts like that. I can, you can, and even a pea can. Now you gotta understand this, Sammy. How do I say pecan? I say pecan. Now I don't say pecan. Hold on a minute here. Canadians are like Texans. So let me think. Can I have a pecan pie? Ah, see, if I go into a bakery and I wanted a pecan pie, I wouldn't say pecan. I said, give me a pecan pie. So Canadians are not too far from Texas. I mean, I've never thought of that till now. I'm a pecan. And I didn't even know it, but I've noticed everywhere here, just from the different states. We even have a Canadian, you know. People understand that you're from that. Oh yeah, it's probably pretty obvious. But Mike, I have to say one thing. You said you like information overload. Well, if Gary was in here right when you said that, he probably hit the room with a post long enough about bite-sized pieces that would tear out our eyeballs. I mean, you gotta love them. bite-sized pieces is. I've always got the, you know, in here I've always, I'm not saying this in a negative way. I agree with what Mike's saying there. I've never understood the bite-sized pieces concept. Oh, there's Brian's hand. I've never understood that. I kind of like a lot of information, even if I don't get everything in one sitting. I like to hear it. And then you know, I might not even ask a question about it. I'll just listen to it over and over. One good thing about grace teachers, they repeat. And some people say, "Oh, you're repeating yourself." Yeah, repetition of God's word is a good thing. It reinforces your learning, and it's like that with anything you learn. That's why a lot of grace believers can quote Bible verses. Of course, I will say from the Apostle Paul very, very easily. Reason being, he's our apostle. We're going to be judged according to, not for our salvation, according to his Paul's gospel. What was that? In Romans, I was just testing my memory. I'm guessing 2:6. No, 2:16. Yeah, those are those. I was in the ballpark. In the day when God shall judge the secret of man by Jesus Christ according to the gospel. No, my gospel. And I've heard Steve Atwood teach on that. And, you know, he brings up, which a lot of the church people bring up, they say, Paul was just... some of them go as far as saying, oh, Paul was egotistical and saying, you know, my gospel. And I heard the Pentecostal refiners fire in the other room say, well, he's just personalizing it, so on and so forth. Good night, Carlos. I'm going to get it off pretty soon, too. But, anyways, I do like pecan pie. And, Brian, I do say pecan. I don't think Canadians say pecan. Is that the proper pronunciation? Is it pecan? I don't know. Because I like saying pecan, and I'm sticking for that. Apostle equals sent. Uh-huh. Paul to it. Yeah, that's right, Mike. Yeah, that's it. Reward for the things we know, dispensation of the gospels to many. Yeah, and understanding, the covenants were given to the nation of Israel, and we're not under any covenant. We're not in the new covenant. That's what they'll try to say. They'll even go as far as saying we're in a covenant of grace, which is idiotic. I'm sorry to say that, but it is. Because a covenant is not grace. It's a if you do, I will type of system. You know? And they try to pin that on us. You know? And they call us names. Easy believers and greasy gracers, I don't know, just to name a few. But we laugh at it and we let it go. And,